Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This, as a result of those two things, is Doug Loves Movies. And we are coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, the pre-show to the weekly main show that is Comedy Death Ray. Isn't that right, live audience? It's Tuesday, November 16th, as far as you know, and I want to thank everyone who watched the Benson Interruption on Friday nights at midnight on Comedy Central. Thank you. 11 o'clock Central Time, and keep watching. We're two down and four to go, and we've recorded, we taped them all. Today I spent all day watching over and over again and editing the sets, because we tape like for 90 minutes and then we have to edit down to 23 minutes, so it's kind of a bitch. But today I got to watch over and over again Todd Barry, the Sklar Brothers, and Paul Scheer. And so that will be the episode that airs. If you download this podcast immediately, like on the day it comes out, check that out tonight. If you wait a few days to download it, you missed it. And but they might be rerun in the middle of the night some night in a couple of nights. And you can also get it on iTunes. And please, everybody, if you've watched it on TV for free and you liked it, go on iTunes and go into the TV series comedy section and find it. And don't buy it, but leave a nice comment. And like five stars. Right now we're up to like 205 comments, and only one is some, you know, one star dildo that fucking just cruises the internet looking for opportunities to be a douchebag and go, "I give it one star." Things I hate that much, I don't even want to write it down. I just want to walk away. I don't need to go on the internet and go, "I give it one star," because that's what those people sound like if they were speaking. I'm going to be at the Melrose Improv November 26th and 27th doing really fun shows here in Los Angeles, where it's going to be lots of the guests from this season of The Interruption and other comedians that didn't get on The Interruption this season doing Interruption-style comedy with me on stage at the Improv, the Melrose, world-famous Melrose Improv. So that's November 26th and 27th. So like Thanksgiving weekend, you get sick of hanging out with your family on Thursday, so by Friday night you need to come see some comedy. I'm going to be at Hyenas in Fort Worth December 3 through 4. Hyenas in Dallas, because I'm right there. Why not cruise over? On December 5th. The Improv in Tampa, Florida, December 9 through 12, because that's what I do, is I go to Florida when it starts to get cold in L.A. Cold in L.A., that's funny. And, it's 60. Graham Elwood has a bit where he goes, if it drops into the 50s, I'm going to have to eat somebody. And then I'm doing the Marijuana Logs with Tony Kameen and Rob Cantrell at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on December 18th at 4:20. You go to livenation.com to get tickets. I haven't seen Unstoppable, but I'm concerned that Denzel Washington is going to only make movies about trains from now on. And my guests tonight are three dudes who, it was going to be, you got a phone situation over here. It's all right. Yeah, just go ahead and pull it out of your pocket there. And it's cool that it's the theme from The Office. That's a nice ringtone to have. BJ Novak holds up the bag full of his gym clothes. All right, you got it? You're good? All right. That guy could not have taken it out more casually. Usually people fumble around a lot more and act like it's a little bit more urgent. But that's cool. My guests tonight were supposed to be... I'm going to do the intro that I was going to do. There was a cancellation, you guys, and I'm a little distraught about it. My three guests tonight are three dudes who I've wanted to have on the show here in Los Angeles for quite some time now, and it's finally happening. These are three guys you've never seen here on the podcast in Los Angeles. Please welcome three hilarious comedians who also happen to be friends of mine. Tommy Jonagan, Todd Barry, and Michael Ian Black, everybody. There's Tommy. And there's Todd Barry. And that is not Michael Ian Black.
Asshole.
That is Scott Aukerman, who's even better than Michael Ian Black.
Fuck you.
For numerous reasons. He doesn't have a prison haircut. He... Oh, shit. Don't go. I'll try to make this right. We all love Scott Aukerman here, and I thought it'd be a fantastic... What? Why are you groaning? I'm not spinning anything.
All right.
This is facts.
Are we sitting in the order that we would be sitting if Michael Ian Black had shown up?
I don't know, because I let everybody just come out and take their seat. I don't know if he'd want to be next to me or want to be far away from me. I don't know what he'd want, because he's not here, and I'm distraught about it. We had an email exchange about an hour ago. This is a booking I did weeks ago before my friend Tommy Jonagan signed on, before Todd Barry signed on, who did the interruption, taped it yesterday, and did an amazing job. You're so great at being interrupted. You're like, what? And very mellow about it. Like, you don't get worked up about anything when you're on stage.
No, not when interruption's in the title of the show.
A little weird to get,
what the fuck was that?
But I've seen you with real hecklers, and you have a look on your face like, oh, this now the show's going to be even better because I get to tear this guy apart. Right?
Not really. I mean,
you're good at it.
I might be good at it, but yeah. I don't enjoy it. So please, tonight, people.
Oh, okay. Anyone who thought, you know, Doug just said Todd's great at it, so he loves it.
Has there been a heckler in the history of this theater?
What?
Has there been a heckler in the history of this theater?
In the UCB theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the world of theater.
Sometimes people get little booze in them, and they really? They get
Why
weird.
Why don't we ask the UCB historian, Michael Ian Black? Oh, wait.
That would have been so awesome if you worked that out so that like you're the hero that actually got him to show up. I pulled some strings, Doug. But he will be on Comedy Death Ray later tonight.
Supposedly.
So that's for everybody that came down for my podcast who has tickets to Comedy Death Ray. You could still get to see him. It's only me that has to live with this bitter disappointment. But let me really quickly... It's all right. He's just a hard guest to nail down because he doesn't remember things. And
He'll be on the Comedy Death Ray radio podcast in December, first week of December.
Okay, so... He wrote to me at 5:23. So in his defense, I had 2 hours and 7 minutes to work this out. He wrote to me, if possible, could I go very early? I need to be at Corolla's podcast by 8:15 in Glendale. How much time do I do? He asked me. And then I write back.
All of it?
Yeah. Thanks, Tommy. It's a podcast where all of the guests are out there for the entire time, and I need you from 7:30 to 8:15. So have fun on Corolla, because a lot more people listen to him. So that'd be a totally dick move on my part to be like, cancel Corolla and come do this. So then he writes back, I didn't realize that was the case. I thought it was a stand-up show because I'm an asshole. Is it going to screw you up if I'm not there? And I wrote like, yes, but do Corolla. And then,
but you know what's weird about that is I had a very similar exchange with him earlier in the day where he said, what do I do on your show? I'm out there the entire time, right? Just chatting? And now, for the listener, my show is a stand-up show where I think he just got them very confused.
Well, and also, you do have a radio, you have a podcast,
yes, which he
Comedy
did,
Death Ray
but
Radio.
He did it yesterday, so...
So why would you be doing it again tonight in front of an audience?
I was supposed to... I had coffee with him today, and he showed up, did a stand-up set. Did not even order any coffee. Killed, to be fair.
So, Scott,
away.
If it's not too much trouble, would you mind just... Let me... I had a question for Michael that maybe you could just answer.
Would love to answer it.
On his behalf. You're in one of my all-time favorite movies.
Wet Hot American Summer.
That's the one.
Thank you.
That would have been really awkward
love
if
it.
You guessed wrong on that. I don't even... so anyway, you're in that movie, and you kiss Bradley Cooper on the mouth. Did he taste like a future A-list star?
Not on the mouth.
That's the kind of thing Michael would have said. And you're judging him when he's not even here. That's not fair. Todd Barry.
Yeah.
You're in a movie I saw called The... It's all about me, everybody. Called The Wrestler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember that?
I just thought they would applaud at that point, but I guess not. Oh, that's awful. Now I feel bad. I feel bad.
Okay,
that was quiet. I've never done a movie, and I'm next.
Yeah, hang on. I got a question for you. But Todd, you kissed Mickey Rourke on the mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, that was Marissa Tomei. Did you? You don't even have any scenes with Marissa Tomei, right?
No.
So you didn't even get to meet her.
I met her at a film festival.
And did she? She had already seen the movie.
I didn't ask her.
Did she treat you like you were an asshole? Because you are in the movie. No offense. I know you when you played the part, you probably played it like real. Like
when,
you didn't think you were an asshole.
When she met me, did she treat me like I was the character in the movie?
Yes.
You are.
Is
not
she an idiot?
Here comes a bombshell. No, she was very nice.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it was just, hi, nice meeting you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually met her once
she
before,
but I didn't
remind
her of
that.
She would have talked to you more if you weren't such an asshole. Right? She was probably weirded out by you.
I am a weird dude.
Does Mickey Rourke stand around and chat with you ever?
He's pretty. He was pretty quiet.
I heard a story about the Expendables where Mickey Rourke insisted upon 5 hours of rehearsal for his scene, and Sylvester Stallone said, "You get 15 minutes," and he said, "Done." So, did he want a lot of rehearsal in your scenes?
No, he didn't. We didn't do any. I don't remember. Maybe we rehearsed. I don't remember. It's like 2 years ago. I don't remember. I guess, we rehearsed it, I guess, but not like 5 hours or even.
Do you find it weird? Like, not a lot of people ask me about a 1 week period of my life 2 years ago, you know, like having to remember all these details.
Welcome to my world.
A lot of people do talk about that week in Cabo, though.
So fun.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Wow, I blew it.
Have you ever been in a movie?
No.
Okay, back to you, Scott.
Yeah, can we divide up his time? Can we split it?
Did you like The Wrestler?
Yeah, I liked The Wrestler. Todd Barry was an asshole in it.
But you
he already
know,
said that.
But he was under a lot of pressure running a grocery store, deli department. Right?
Yeah. It's a lot of. I worked 3 years to prepare for that part. I moved to New Jersey and worked.
Did anything you did not make it in the movie? Like, were there any scenes that didn't make it in the movie? Like, do they show your character like at home?
I don't.
Maybe like watching the fight.
Home reading a book alone and then. Really hot wife. No, every scene, there was like maybe a couple of lines that didn't make it, but I don't remember. But every scene made it in. And that's why it's.
You were on a ladder in one scene, right?
I was. That was, they cut out a couple of ladder lines. We did a little riffing because he was eating Twizzlers, and I think I said something like, I asked him if there were Twizzlers or Red Vines.
Dude, I think that is in the movie.
Is that in the movie?
I think it is. Maybe if it's not, you must ask me that once, because
I do ask everyone.
It
who's
seems eating. Very familiar.
Anyone who's eating something that looks like a Twizzler, I will.
You're
ask
so
that.
East Coast that you're always fucking dragging Twizzlers into the mix.
I don't even know which one
California,
of those is the East Coast
like,
one.
Twizzlers is New York.
Fuck yeah!
You eat Twizzlers when you go to the theater in New York.
Twizzlers theater.
Do you put Hellman's on your sandwich?
Hellman's?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I know that's mayonnaise, but I don't. Who calls it Hellman's?
Isn't that east of the Mississippi and it's best foods out
here? Have you left Los Angeles? Because I don't know what you're talking about. Where do they say put some Hellman's on your sandwich?
The Hellman's plant.
And how does this relate to movies?
Good question.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
I have no further questions.
I really just wanted to see how deep that one was going to go. Because that was amazing. Movies, yeah, let's talk about movies. Let's do it. Scott?
Movies, yeah.
Last movie you saw?
Dude Date.
Dude, Where's My Date? And, I mean, you know, we're friends with Zach, of course. He's a friend of the show.
You know I'm biased, but I sat there laughing like an idiot at it. I don't know. I don't have a high standard when it comes to comedy movies. I really don't.
To movies, he doesn't have a high
standard. When I go see a comedy movie, I intentionally just want to enjoy it. So I go out of town. I don't go to the Arclight. I go to Burbank. And
is Burbank like a place
which
where
is closer to where you live than the Arclight? But that's okay.
But there's regular people there.
Regular
is what I'm
folks.
To say. Regular people.
Are these the people who say Hellman's? Is that who?
There's,
I'm starting
to
get it
regular
now.
People like the camera guy on The Tonight Show, you know?
Right.
The grip on The Tonight Those Show. Regular people.
Yeah, Burbank is all like, the only people who live there are people that work at the NBC or Disney or law enforcement.
Or Chadney's.
Yes.
Or that.
But yeah, so I
is
just,
this the only local podcast there is?
Yeah, yeah. I don't
understand any of this.
I don't want, I'm not care, I don't care about things outside of Los Angeles. Pinks after the show, you guys.
I was app on the iPhone Urban Spoon. No. Urban Spoon, where you look up restaurants. I was trying to look up Indian food the other day, and no joke, it kept giving me Carney's hot dogs.
Because they put a little Indian something
I have no
on
idea
there.
How that qualifies, but it was the only Indian restaurant. Anyway, guys.
There's a lot of trains in India. Carney's is a restaurant in LA on Sunset Strip where it looks like a train. Like when you go inside, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm in a train having a hamburger.
When you edit this, can you digitally move that to a food podcast?
But no, my point is to enjoy movies, so I see it with regular people, and I turn off my brain, and I just laugh at it, and I don't judge it. And I liked Grown Ups.
Why don't you do that with dramas, too? Why exclusively comedies?
I don't know why, but I judge.
Why don't you just go and let yourself laugh? And
I always judge
time.
Those a little more like structurally and stuff like that.
So what you're saying is you're the reason so many bad movies are made.
Yes, he is.
Todd, I know we joke around a lot, but did you
yeah,
really
no,
mean that?
Not that time. That was an example of when
shit
we
got
did that.
Serious.
People groaned.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was harsh.
I'm just kidding.
But I agree with both of you. Tommy, what have you seen lately? Did you see did you fly out recently? Did you just see a plane movie?
I didn't see a plane. I don't fly on nice airlines with TVs. I have to watch whatever the guy is watching on his laptop next to me.
What did he have?
His penis.
I was like, we were watching the same thing. I saw Due Date, unfortunately. We should have planned this better. And
that's
saw different
right.
movies.
No, you don't have to
recently.
See different movies.
Where'd
all,
you see?
It's all about real life.
What city?
I don't even know. Somewhere with the Tonight Show people.
Just oh, you don't case. Know what part of LA you saw it in?
No. I don't know this area. I'm yeah. from. I live in Missouri.
Yeah.
So this is just.
Oh, I thought you lived here.
This is no. Why are you going? You going to book something? I do. If you are, I can be here.
When are you going to be here?
I'll be here, yeah, whenever that's happening. I'm here. Yeah.
I was going to pretend the show was in Missouri while you were here, but thanks for fucking that
in
up.
In case anyone listening is confused at this point, I should say Tommy Jonigan's a stand-up comedy friend of mine who we've run into each other on the road from time to time.
Yeah.
Out there in the
I'm glad
Midwest.
I'm doing so well. You had to clear up that I do comedy.
It's pretty well, awesome. You know.
Just in case you're confused, we're 10 minutes in. This isn't going well. The guy does this for a living.
I just thought... the best parts of your appearances on that show was interacting with Natasha Leggero. So I just played
what
her
show?
For a second. I gave you a chance to Last Comic Standing. Yeah.
Yeah, that you had the best soundbite on that show. Yeah, it's a competition thing.
They don't pay you for that, unfortunately.
Yeah. Natasha said you'd seem like you really want to win, and you go, "Yeah, it's a competition."
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that was exactly what it was.
She said you seem very competitive, and I said it's a competition. It's funnier the
That's
way that
how
it
you answer every question people ask you.
It just
like
happened to work out
memory.
That one time.
Would you like some orange juice? Yeah, it's orange juice.
Give me a second. I'll just repeat it.
But anyway, see, he is very funny. So proven. Let's move on.
Boom.
Check.
But I just wanted to explain, you
Take
know, because everyone knows Todd Barely from The Wrestler.
Todd Barely.
They barely know him from
Hello,
The Wrestler.
Hello, paging Dr. Freud.
Everyone barely knows Todd. Who's in The Wrestler. And everyone knows Scott Aukerman from playing Michael Caine's body double in Austin Powers' Goldfucker.
Which you picked me, strangely enough, you picked me out of that movie. You didn't know I was in it. And you went to the premiere and said, oh, that's Scott.
I did?
Yeah, you told me that story.
Oh, holy shit, I must have been high.
You thought he was joking. I thought you were kidding. You were in it?
I didn't even know you were serious.
Yeah, I played the young Michael Caine.
Is that true?
It is true, but when I got the part, I assumed that I was going to do a Michael Caine impression and all that. I showed up and I met Jay and Mike Myers. They're rehearsing the
wait, who's Jay?
The gymnastic scene. Jay Roach.
Okay.
And they said
I don't
hey,
just blurt out Roach because I need someone to pass me one.
Yeah, I don't want to say that word around Doug. Get him too excited. But so I chatted with them for a half an hour, and I'm thinking I'm a big part of the movie. They're just like talking to me, and then they go, "All right, well, let's get down to it. Turn around." And I turned around. They went, "Yeah, that's going to work." I'm like, "What are they talking about?" Turns out I'm in the movie, just shot from behind the whole time, and they cut in scenes of Michael Caine as a young man.
Hey, man, every part in a movie is important. That movie would have fallen apart if you, as the only guy who could do that, weren't in the movie.
That's one of the quotes at Hollywood and Highland, right on the floor. It's just Todd Barely.
Man. Stop saying that. I don't want that to become a thing. That would suck. For Todd, I mean, you know, you don't want people yelling that at you everywhere.
Sweet deal for us.
I like how Mike...
Cha-ching!
Mike Myers needed both names, but they called Jay Roach.
I noticed
just
that as well.
Jay.
Yeah, that's why I asked about that.
Just Jay.
Don't say they. He did it. I said Roach.
Sorry.
I cleared
it
up.
Know. I don't know Hollywood people.
Do you have anything in the can, Todd? Any acting parts?
In the can?
In the can.
In your butthole.
Do you have any...
Is there someone here with an iPhone who could look that expression up one? I did a... I have a couple things in the can.
See? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You have some.
Can I put these two things in two separate cans?
Sure.
I got to say, I don't know what they will and will not laugh at this crowd. Because I held back waiting for a big
don't
laugh on the
Don't continue to test them. Just give them the stuff that you have a really strong feeling about.
I did a movie, a little part in a movie called...
You can't push them. They won't be pushed into it.
In the can, I have a movie called Vamps, which is like a vampire movie.
Yeah, I think there's probably another movie called Vamps.
Why are you applauding?
Wait, that's
Am I
like
allowed
your
to do crowd work?
Your scenes are with somebody pretty incredible, right? Like Academy Award
Sigourney
nominee
Weaver,
Sigourney
I did
Weaver.
A scene with,
Bam!
Bam.
That's awesome.
I could have gotten her.
I saw that
podcast,
like in the trades or something. You were listed like, yeah, there's this movie. Todd Barry, Sigourney Weaver.
Was it in
Sir
that order?
Ian McKellen. I don't know, but it was just like, holy shit, Todd Barry. That's nice.
Then you read that. You're thinking of my website, not the trades.
I read your website when I'm on the treadmill. Okay, so there's that. Vamps. When's Vamps coming out?
I have no idea.
Perfect.
There's a movie called Pete Smallson's Dead, which is with, who's in that? Oh, Rosie Perez. Steve Buscemi. I don't know when that's coming out. And the third thing I have in the can, which I don't know when it's coming out, is the David Wayne movie, Wanderlust, where I had a... I have a little scene. I have one. I have little scenes. I'm a little scene
That's
guy.
Cool. Yeah, you're the best little scene player on Louis C.K.'s show on FX. One time you're eating a salad and didn't say anything.
You know, everyone thought that was a salad. Like, that was macaroni cheese. To be fair.
Oh, mac cheese. Okay.
Oh, it's great at the Comedy Cellar.
What's that?
It's great macaroni and cheese at the Comedy Cellar.
It was good.
Yeah. See.
It really made getting through that scene a lot easier. That the macaroni cheese I was eating was really good. How come you didn't ask me what movies I've seen lately?
How come you didn't ask me what I have coming up in the can?
You weirdly went from...
Well, listen.
Scott. It doesn't matter.
Because first of all, you don't have anything in the can.
I do.
And what do you have in the can?
I'm taping Curb Your Enthusiasm tomorrow.
So fuck you. Is that true?
It's awesome that you know how to set a DVR. brought a whole new twist to that horrible old joke. Just throw the word DVR out there. Oh, that's modern. Hey. Yeah, that's the awesome. 90s. What are you playing?
I play, it's another in my long line of law enforcement roles.
Oh, so you have to put on the whole cop suit?
Yes.
He plays law enforcement. I play guys who work at stores. We do.
I play
the
funny bone in Omaha, Nebraska. So... That's what I do.
We'll get some plugs in for you at the
every
the
one
end,
of us.
But
just
we
told
gotta
the
play
truth
the
Leonard
Maltin game, you guys.
We
gotta do it. The people want it, and we're running out of time. So what's happening? Oh, lots of name tags. Holy crap. Alyssa's here and Aaron Sean's looks like Tron. Yes.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious. The lettering looks like it's Sean that looks like Tron. When I said it looks like, he flipped it over and it says Tron. Like he was putting it together, like, that stoner might need a little help with this. Patrick's here. Jack is here. They have big signs that say, hi, Doug. But you spelled hi wrong. It's I-G-H. And Daisy and Josh.
A lot of desperation out there. Wow.
Well, what they want you to do, Todd, is they want you to pick them to because we have a bag full of fantastic prizes that you guys helped me to contribute. Scott brought a really cool thing. So... we're going to give those to somebody. You're going to play for people in the audience, and then we're going to give them to somebody. So, Scott, who would you like to play for? I like it when you pick somebody with a name tag.
Makes it easier for everybody. What's better, to pick someone who tried really hard or someone who didn't try?
Well, I'm always amused by the people who just grab a piece of paper and jot their name on it in a last-ditch attempt to... Sean, it's his birthday, so that's
Yeah, I know. I'm really exciting. Tempted because that is
As a comedian,
badass.
I have a knee-jerk reaction to anyone who points out someone's birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure Patrick's
you want
great,
them to
Sean's
be silenced.
Guy.
No, but I'll pick Sean just because that's amazing. I mean, it's all lit up. You didn't explain that to the viewers. His sign's all lit up. And
It's in his lap, so his cock is probably inside it.
Tommy's got his eyes locked on it.
That's
I've already
that's
seen
what's
that.
That's powering it. He's cock powering it. Okay, Sean, congratulations. It's your birthday, and Scott's going to be playing with you, so you probably won't win anything. And Todd... It's anybody's game. Todd, who would you like to play for?
I'll go ahead and pick Darby over here.
Yes. Darby.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Darby.
Darby. Yeah. And who would you like to play for, Tommy?
I'm going to go to Roozy in the back there.
Oh, Roozy. He's he's a regular here. And he's like, remember what, like, when nobody's going to remember that, so I'm going to drop it. I was going to talk about the Merv Griffin show. Like anyone here watched that?
How do you remember that?
I think you remembered what you had for lunch. Okay, Scott, let's start with you, yes, and then we'll move down to Todd and to Tommy and around that way.
In a clockwise fashion.
Yes. Would you like, Thanksgiving, of course, is coming up, would you like Thanksgiving set movies?
Or would you like man-made movies, comma, Michael? Or would you like
I don't understand that.
Directed by Michael Mann?
Oh, okay.
Or Whoopi Goldberg celebrated a birthday recently, I think. Or I just wrote down the word Whoopi because I was just thinking about
is she here? Because I'll pick her over, Darby, because it's just...
Whoopi
celebrating
Goldberg
a birthday,
is not here.
I think you saw the Newlywed Game after the Merv Griffin show.
Yeah. And which one of those categories do you like, Scott?
Ooh, fuck. I'll go with Thanksgiving.
Okay. Would you like a Thanksgiving movie from 87, 95, or 97?
87.
Nice.
It's impressive. 2.5 stars from Leonard Maltin.
That is generous.
Many, you think? I say many would disagree.
Yeah, no, this is many people's favorite film.
Why are you giving clues? That doesn't make sense. He calls it bittersweet. And he calls it, he says it's hurt by an awful music score. Yeah, has an awful music score. Bittersweet, 2.5 stars, 1987. And what was the category again?
Thanksgiving movies.
There you go.
He didn't give
so that's
a
clue too. That's a clue too. I don't remember what time of year it takes place. There are 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Scott, this may not be what I'm thinking.
Comedy then. Death Ray Aukerman.
I'll go with 6.
Todd, you can bid lower.
Oh, is that the way this works?
Movie,
okay.
Scott Aukerman.
So I bid how many names I think it'll take me to. I've never listened to your podcast.
I'm the least offended. Of all the people that will hear this exchange, I'm the least offended.
I know.
Like, I don't mind at all, but the listeners
no, I did
are
listen
like,
to this
why
part.
Can't they know the rules before they come in? And I assume that's what they sound like when they're typing.
I probably do.
Because I don't actually speak to them.
So if I bid higher, does that mean I'm dumber, or what does that mean?
No, you have to bid lower. You have to try to
or you can
underbid
make him, right?
Or you could say to Scott, you have to name that movie.
Like a little challenge type thing.
Yeah, it's like name that tune, but with...
With actually, Leonard Maltin. I did explain movies. This to him on the way over here.
I'm sure you explained it to him in the car, but that's the other thing. Having any game explained to you, that's like if somebody said, yeah, on the drive over, I'm going to explain Monopoly, and when we get there, we're going to play, and don't ask any more questions. It's so fucking hard.
I'm gonna go ahead and say
people their minds like just go like you were probably when he was describing the game you might as well have been listening to a girl about shopping, you know what I mean? Like you just totally tuned out. Like I don't give a shit about rules of some game I'm gonna play. I'm Todd Barely.
I did download an episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I did listen.
Tommy really listened though, and he's ready to play.
Well, he's got a lot of time not being in movies like I am. I'm too busy being in movies with the camera aimed at my face, actually.
Yeah. That must take a lot of time to be a deli person.
Were you implying that he's a gay deli person?
What's your favorite deli near the Omaha Funny Bone? Wait, I play that place also. let me say 5, since I don't know what I'm
all
doing.
All right.
I'm going to say name the movie because I don't have to.
All right,
so
now you're going to get 5 names leading from the bottom of the cast list up.
Okay.
So you're going to get some obscure names. Names maybe I don't even
know. So like people have like 1 line in it?
Maybe.
They have to be on the build.
Yeah, yeah. You're just not going to get
900
top
I need
900
names.
Names. You're not going to get the top 4 names, okay. Which are usually the stars that give away what it
is. All right.
And the clues again are it's bittersweet, 2.5 stars, takes place on Thanksgiving, and is hurt by an awful musical score. Your names are... Ben Stein, Edie McClurg, William Wyndham, Dylan Baker, and Kevin Bacon. Says Tommy.
It's not Footloose, is it?
No.
Kevin Bacon is 5th billed in Footloose.
He was just starting out. Diane Wiest had been in one other thing.
I don't have to know about movies to be on the show, do I?
No. We've had a blast with you, Todd.
I know.
I've had
a blast.
It's all about the return booking. that might not happen.
It's actually directed by the person that I thought my movie was, the one I was thinking of.
Oh, so you know the answer already.
I believe it.
You think you know what it is? What is it?
Yeah, isn't it Ferris Bueller?
No.
What?
Yeah, Ben Stein and Edie McClurg were both in Ferris Bueller.
So I was thinking it was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
But that's correct.
It is correct.
Yes.
Okay. So they're all.
See, this is the game where when you know stuff, it hurts you.
No. Who gets that point? He does.
Tommy gets that point, yeah.
Oh. So it didn't hurt me.
Oh, we get. Oh, we're going to do this again then. Okay,
no.
Cool.
Yeah.
Dirt off my shoulder.
And then we keep going.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah. That's why I wanted Mike Lee in black for the whole 45 minutes. And he couldn't leave to go do that other thing.
I'm here for you, buddy.
That's what you are. Okay, so Tommy got the point, right?
I didn't even know that happened until...
Congrats. Yeah, because you said name that movie.
You're the only one
Scott
that
was left out of it.
Game.
Scott, you get to pick the next next category. Would you like a buddy cop movie?
Ooh.
Yeah. Or this was contributed by Twitter, a person named at Lake Show. Would you like a movie where the title is a character name from the movie? A character in the movie, their name is in the title.
Oh, God, I hope it's radio.
Or from evil, from which one?
Radio.
That would be an example, yes. And at Evil Dick
it's
Cheney.
It's also his favorite hobby.
That works out kind of weird, right?
At Evil Dick Cheney.
That he was born radio, and then he grew up to love listening to a transistor radio.
Yeah. It's like...
His real name was... actually, I'm kidding around, his real name is Shopping Cart.
It's like if my name was Jerking Off.
It is. Okay. Or Evil Dick Cheney suggested Devil. Which is movies that have the devil in it, or someone trying to be the devil, some sort of portrayal of the devil. Buddy cops, titles, characters, or devil?
I'll go devil.
Mm. You got it. Would you like a devil movie,
to pick the movie
from 87, 91, or 99, all 1900s?
So the 20th century?
I've listened to one episode, and I heard that joke twice now.
I say it every time. It's all 19s. I say
perfect.
It. And there's always some people
I love
laugh.
It.
I don't know if they're laughing at me or with me.
Near you, certainly.
Near me. They're laughing in the vicinity of me.
I'll go...
Which one of those would you like?
I'll take the Jay-Z. 99.
But it was also fun saying that. You listened to the Lithgow episode, and it was fun saying something that stupid in front of John Lithgow.
It's a very convoluted game, I have to say. So
I don't know if convoluted is the right word for it. It's more like simple if you have listened to the show.
I'm too busy on the set, man. I can't be.
My part's convoluted, and that's where we get into trouble because I'm high and everyone keeps interrupting and I lose track of what I'm saying.
Maybe that's what I meant.
What year do you want?
9 plus 9. 18.
What are the years is 18? You want 1999?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 stars. From Leonard Maltin.
Solid movie.
Generous.
I go full-blown 4 stars.
Really?
If I was dragged into it. He says that... he says it's sharp. And he says that... wow, he gives everything away. He says that it's... shit.
Stars the devil?
Devil's in there, yes.
Based on Sharp, I have a pretty solid idea. Who
and
is.
He calls it, what is it? Funny. Sharp and funny. Sharp and
Sharp
funny.
Gave it away. So no
those
clues.
The only two words, there's the only two words that don't give it away. Well, those are clues.
I know.
You wouldn't say that about Schindler's List, either of those names, words.
Speak for yourself.
Schindler's List was sharp. Okay. 12 names. Scott Aukerman.
I'll go with 12.
Todd Barry.
So my choices here, I could go lower than 12, or I can challenge him to name it.
See, it's not that convoluted.
I apologize for that. That insult that you won't remember 6 hours from now.
Six hours? Are you kidding me? If you didn't just bring it up, it was already gone.
11 names?
Nicely played.
10.
Ooh.
Says Tommy. Dick. Tommy J.
That was a dick move, wasn't it?
I just went $1 on you.
I'm going to take this into single digits and go 8.
I'm going to bring it back into double digits and go 15.
6 plus 1.
7?
I'm going to say name it again because I know if I say a lower one, someone's going to make me.
All right.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Tommy's going to win. I'll be put out of my misery. It's fun, though.
How many names does he get? Seven?
Seven.
Okay, do you want the clues again?
Sharp and funny. Three stars, devil movie?
Three stars.
It's devil, though, right?
Yeah, what year?
99?
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to get
it. Stuart Copeland? Nick Rhodes? Mike Judge?
Wait, Nick Rhodes from Duran Duran?
That might be that Nick Rhodes.
Oh, so it's not just actors. It's anyone on the credits.
Stuart Copeland.
Anyone's
from the
in the movie, yeah.
Stuart Copeland acted in this movie?
You get credit for being in a movie if you're in it.
Yeah, they're in it.
They're acting. Stuart Copeland.
Yeah, you could be a singer and still be in The Wrestler if you chose.
Okay. I didn't know Stuart Copeland.
They're not listing band members of songs that are played on the radio.
I didn't.
In a scene.
I clearly didn't know Stuart Copeland.
There's clearly some interesting cameos in this movie
all right.
That has the devil in it. So it's not a documentary.
Yeah, I got that.
Wow, political.
It's not a documentary about Sting.
Is this religious?
Yeah. Okay, Stuart Copeland, Nick Rhodes, Mike Judge, Eric Idle, Dave Foley, Minnie Driver, Brent Spiner. That's your seven names. Brent Spiner.
I couldn't hem and haw, but there's no way I'm going to know.
Any idea at all?
No.
All right. I'll read the rest of the names just for fun, but Tommy's our winner. George Clooney, Isaac Hayes, Mary Kay Bergman, Matt Stone, and Trey Parker.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, Todd?
I still don't know, but... It's South Park.
I love that. Like, South Park. Yes.
No idea.
South Cut. Bigger, longer, and unpark.
I wasn't ready for animation. That threw me.
Well, you can't be ready for anything with this game. You just have to open your mind to the
possibilities. Next one could be a play, and I'll be ready for it.
Doug is acting like a stoner right now for the first time in his career.
So who won the prizes? Who you were playing for, Tommy?
The guy that you said was here all the time.
Oh,
Ruzy
does it again. I hope you don't already have any of these items, because you might.
I put $6 in there. Do you think he has $6?
Yeah. Tommy Jonigan contributed $6. So
pretty awesome.
Ruzy, the valet for your next six times is on Tommy. I mean, the tip anyway. Todd Berry brought his very, very funny CD called Medium Energy.
Holy shit, did I do?
And he was a little lower than that tonight.
It has the outtakes from The Wrestler.
Like, I hope his CD isn't as
I think it was the perfect
lethargic as his podcast appearance.
Perfect podcast energy.
You also get my hypocritical oath.
Mine has shrink wrap on
DVD.
It, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. I took mine off because I like to sign it for Ruzy. And then my professional humor eating CD. And I also threw in a... Do you have a copy of Super Jaime yet, Ruzy?
I do.
You already have it? All right, so I'll hang on to that.
The stoner.
I'll put it in there, like pay it forward. And then this, Ruzy, I think you might be into this because your sign is always so artistic. This is a Polaroid eye zone.
Holy shit, I want that.
Okay, oh, Todd's going to take that. But that's everything for Ruzy. So can somebody pass that up to Ruzy?
Sorry, Sean Tron. I tried. I wish I would have trusted my instincts on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but I psyched myself out and thought, wait a minute, it came out on Thanksgiving, but I thought it was a Christmas movie. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why when I was looking up Thanksgiving movies, I was like, oh, I just thought it was wintry and they had to get home.
I'm so bad at this game, if we did those again with the same movie, I still wouldn't get them.
That'd be funny. I'll invite you to come back to the podcast and the whole audience will die laughing when I just play the same exact game again. And we go through all the same things. But do you guys have any, one by one, if you have anything you need to plug, I'm going to find out, where were the runners up tonight? The people
Sean
that
Tron over here.
Didn't win. Tron. Sorry, Tron. I know, and it's your birthday.
Daisy.
And where's Daisy? Oh, Darby.
Yeah, I know. You don't have
to. Poor Darby. All right,
Darby.
So do some plugs, and I'll find out from these guys who they want me to call shithead.
Tommy, plug. I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Look what up?
My own schedule.
You don't have any iron schedule? I'll plug my shows.
Yeah, I'll tell people.
Darby, I'm trying to plug some shows. I'm sorry, I didn't win the gifts.
Sorry.
Darby just gave Doug a little like.
December 9th, I'll be in Chicago. December 10th, I'll be in St. Louis. December 11th, I'll be in Kansas City. December 12th, Iowa City. ToddBerry.com.
Find him. Oh, all I thought you were going to just leave it at that. Like, I'll be in each of those cities. Find me.
Do you want me to do the venues? I'll go back and do the venues.
Well, you can do the venues, but ToddBerry.com, that's good.
Yeah.
ToddBarry.com. Go check that out and go see him in one of those places.
Try to see him in all four of
those. I was just in St. Louis.
It's a different show.
Yeah, travel around. Follow him like the dead.
I never repeat a joke. It's just...
Did you do your plugs?
New show.
No, but should we plug the thing that we were going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Let's quickly talk about it. Comedy Death Ray, around the holidays, likes to
we do a benefit show, and we're selling a Christmas CD, which will be on sale November 29th, which you can digitally download or buy the CD with a lot of your favorite comedians. But we also do an
auction.
What
comes with it if you buy this physical CD?
A bonus EP, 35-minute bonus EP.
I knew it.
But we also do auctions every year, and you've been kind enough to donate being a guest on this program.
Yeah, the great Larry Zerner was the top bidder last year. I think he bid 1,000, and then he threw in an extra 1,000 at the last
minute. And then you matched it.
And I matched it.
And then he threw in another 1,000 on another day.
That guy's crazy. I got to call him and tell him that he can't play again this year because he can bid for other things. But I want to get a new winner. Highest bidder, and this year I will match $2,000.
Definitely discourage the guy who donated a lot of money. You don't want him back.
Donate a lot of money to come down and be berated for not understanding a ridiculous game. That's what people are bidding for. No, so but people would enjoy being a guest on the podcast, and I will help them to get comedians that they like as the other guests. So, like, if somebody wins and they go, "I love Todd Berry," then I'll have to have you on again.
Chances
are that will not happen.
I'm going to funnel some money for them to bid on.
No, but it was. What did you want to say, Scott?
Oh, but that'll be check. Go to comedydeathray.com on November 29th, and you'll be able to bid on that.
All right. So did everybody get all that? Yeah, that's going to be fun. And I also think I'm going to do another thing you can bid on is go see a movie with me. And if you live somewhere out on the road, I will try to do a show in your town, and then we'll go together to the movies like in the afternoon or something.
Oh, man, you're going to regret offering
that. Yeah, so terrible idea.
Do you also...
I'm trying to set up... I'm going to bring cameras because it might be my own catfish. If I have to go see a movie with some weirdo. Anything else? Tommy, did you get your plugs in?
Yeah, go. I have a website on the internet. You can go to that.
Wow.
Tommy.
Spell your name.
TommyJohnAgain.com.
No, nobody gets my name. It's Tommy J.
TommyJ.com?
TommyJComedy.com.
Oh, good, because Tommy J just sounds like a pizza thing or something.
Yeah, it would be.
I have a website. It's google.com/search=, Scott plus Aukerman.
I feel like you could get a better domain than that.
I know. There's a lot of info up there, though.
Let me get a picture, you guys. Squeeze together. I always get a picture, and I put it up on Twitter so people can check out who's on the show that week when it plops on Friday. Thanks again to my guests, Tommy John again, Todd Berry, Scott Aukerman. I forgot to write down the shithead names, but I remember them. So, as always... Bristol Palin is a shithead, and Darby's sister Tiffany is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of both his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.